Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And okay, we're starting the second hour of our Dr. Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon. Phone lines are open if you have behavior training or healing or animal stuff you want to talk about. You can call us, or if you want to talk to human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, or want a personal reading with Natasha, you can call for that reason as well. And we will be delighted to speak to you anytime. Pick up your phone at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then. We are, I think, caught up here. But we have yet to, we started a discussion. We know it's the new moon today. That starts thing, and then, but we even mentioned astrology and what's going on. Natasha kind of was, apparently there's a lot. So we need to find out what's up with all of that. And Natasha, so what's up with the new moon and everything else going on? And please, well, anyway, go ahead.
No, well, what it is that we're in this, like we've been in for since 2000 going into this, but 2025 really shook us up a little bit more than we felt.
Holy moly,
that I have witnessed so many people with their nervous system just plain exhausted. It was like, if you feel like you're like, you have your tough skin outside, but then you're wobbly on the inside. That is part of your nervous system. Our nervous system reads the energies of the now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as we're going into this, that we're going into some very planetary, if you believe in astrology, if you don't, just know that this is kind of just read the energies as we go here, that we're going into some very big planetary shifts like we did in 25, where like there was some big uproars that happened because the planets were in the statement of like where the civil wars were happening and that kind of stuff. So we're getting a lot of mirroring times or repetitive times in our universe where we've had big crescendo moments in our years, you know, the 1800s, the 1700s, and now we're back into 2026 here. We're in another crescendo moment that we're building up to, which is around in February. And this one was where communication is going to be it's all about the communication. It's all about the story. It's all about who we are. So this new moon is setting us up for how do we speak to ourselves? How do we speak to our understandings? I'm going to go back to the Seahawks, right?
Oh.
That you asked me, you know, who was going to win. I can tell you who's going to win. But if they do not believe that they can win, they won't. If
they
don't feel worthy of them believing. Now, the one thing that I noticed that this defense group has done is they've named themselves again.
They've taken just about ownership. To say that.
Wow. Okay. All right, you guys
are in
tune.
They are in ownership.
Okay.
They are in ownership. And let's go back to you tithing. You're taking ownership of your money scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can take ownership of our shadows, we can take ownership of who we are, take ownership. Like for me, you know, there's been the story about moving, right? For me, I am at this moment don't want to move, but I want movement. So I'm inviting movement. I'm not stopping the flow of what's happening because the shadow wants me to move, But I don't necessarily, I'm looking at what the shadow wants me to move from. Like my husband wants to move our house, right? And so I'm like going, well, I'm not ready to move my house right now, but I'm ready for the movement. So I've been changing pictures. I've been looking at my life differently. I've been setting up how can I shift my environment around me.
Did Dr. Nell's affirmation resonate with you related to what you're talking about right now?
Yeah, it totally resonates because it's like that's the whole story of where we're at right now. We're walking into such an unknown and this new moon is in
Capricorn. So isn't that affirmation perfect for what we need?
Exactly. So this Capricorn energy that we're in right now, it's setting us up to see what our shadows are. It's in the dark. The new moon is in the dark. So it's looking at our shadows. So if you're struggling with something, I've had a conversation with a friend of mine and we've been talking about sobriety. And it's not sobriety of alcohol or drugs or but it's like the sobriety. We need to get sobriety of our lifetime, of our life. Like, what is the habits that we're creating, like what Nels was saying about how we bump up against the fire, we bump up about the up against these doorways, and these doorways are about what are we doing to sabotage ourselves to negotiate, and that's what the shadows are really looking at us about. So, like for me, the conversation is sobriety. Well, I've been trying to get sobriety about my phone, right? Or sugar. I just came off a fast because I wanted to break some of my patterns that I'm creating that I'm needing sobriety from. Does that make sense? So it's not. I don't want people to think that it's just about drugs. It's about about bad habits. Thank you for that word. You know, it's about what are we doing in the Capricorn energy. And I want people to think.
Okay, no, I want to interrupt when you said Capricorn energy. So we're in Capricorn right now? Because I was looking at the astrological last night. And I think, don't we move into Aquarius tomorrow?
I
know we're right on that cusp here.
We are on the cusp. We are on the cusp.
And I think that Aquarius starts tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's usually around the 20s.
Right.
The 20th. Yeah. And so we're getting these moments where we're having a lot of the full moons and the new moons right at the shift of like a sign like the solstices or the equinoxes. And we're getting these big moments where we have, it's like, oh, if we can just go into observation, what is this world trying to show me? Do I always get stopped at red lights? Well, the red lights means that I'm blocking myself. I'm needing to slow down, look at my life. If I'm always getting green lights, I'm in the flow, I'm in synchronicity, I'm in the movement, right? If I'm getting a lot of people telling me that, you know, that I'm not valued, well, how do I value myself? How do I value who I am? And that's the thing is that we're really needing to take ownership. That ownership of who we are. Take that empowerment. I was talking to another friend and I was saying, you need to get your fire in you. You need to get that fire in you. We all have, like for me, in my astrology, I'm 90% water. I have like two planets in air and fire. And I'm trying to get my fire on, right? To get myself motivated to where I'm supposed to be because I'm done sabotaging myself. We've been in these, like the beginning of the year is not necessarily the beginning of the year to get yourself moving, making affirmations, doing, you know, what are my resolutions, right? It's about thinking about what do you want to do. It's about getting yourself moving. So when the opportunity comes up, you're ready to make the movement. So like right now, there's a lot of fear out there, right? There's a lot of fear out there. I mean, and it's not necessarily our fear. It's, I mean, there's some people from the government who are making choices that are putting extra fear on us, right? A lot of kids don't know if they're going to come home to their parents, right? There's a lot of fear-based out there.
Oh, so yeah, we're totally fear-based mass consciousness right now. I don't have to say anything. That's exactly what's happening.
Exactly. And so with that, you know, if you listen to what Nels was saying, that if you can, don't wait until there's a fire in the house. Because the universe is really asking us to set ourselves up. What are we worthy of? Flip your story over. If you're feeling like a victim right now, if you're feeling like there's just this, negative things, if you're feeling like there's not enough sun in your world, if you're feeling like there's just not enough you in yourself, what can you do to bring the you out of you? Instead of getting distracted, like my phone, watching videos, the doom scrolling, what can we do to get up and start negotiating our story? For me, I rearranged a room yesterday and I put all those papers, my ADHD papers that I just lay around, I put them all in one bucket, and then I'm going to sit down and have to deal with my bucket, right? I'm going to have
Yeah,
to
I'm at that
deal with
point.
I have to deal with my bucket. And like last night,
I
instead,
got
while I
more
was
than one
watching the
bucket.
game, I should have dealt with my bucket, but I wasn't quite ready yet because the universe was saying, not yet. But when I get that green light, I want to jump. I've gotten it ready. I'm going to jump when I'm ready to do it. And so going into this Capricorn energy is about negotiating. Now, some people are going to say, well, this new moon is kind of easy for me. It depends on where you're at. Like I was told this morning that I needed to talk about this, that a lot of times when we are in the astrology cycle, Aries, Gemini, and that kind of thing, when we're in the opposite sign, like I'm a Cancerian, the opposite sign for me is Capricorn. Okay, so
Yeah,
it's just
and
that
I know
6 months
yeah.
out. It's a 6 months out. So Aquarius would be Leo, right? You would kind of do this.
Right.
So whenever there's a sign that's in your opposite negotiation, it's about the shadows. Like I have a girlfriend who's a Capricorn, and I'm her Cancerian. So whenever we're together, we're working through our shadows. We're working through our, because we bring up each other's shadows, right? And so the shadows are those things that we kind of put underneath. We wait till the fire. We wait till we don't want to do with. It's those things like, I'm fine eating a bunch of sugar before I go to bed, and then I can't sleep, right? Because I'm all wound up on sugar. Well, that's what the universe is really asking us to look at is that can you maybe eat your sugar at 4 o'clock instead of at 8 o'clock? Sometimes we don't need to change up a whole bunch, but we need to change up that little bit to just shift our body sense. Like my husband has had to use the bathroom more and more and more and more and more, right? So he went on a 3-day fast to stop his gut from being quick about expression, right? Hope I said that well. It's like, so what did he do? He went on a fast to slow down his gut, so that he can do the intake of his life, the eating of his life. Because he's been eating good. It's just trying to figure out how can his gut process what he's eating. And so if you're having problems with your body, if you're negotiating, if you're having problems with your knees, if you're having problems with your elbows, your shoulders, your back, Google what you can. What does metaphorically or what does spiritually does this part of your body mean? And then look at, what is it in your life that you're really starting to hinder yourself with? What are
Okay.
those small,
Now,
quiet sabotages?
makes sense. We have to take care of advertisers here.
Yeah,
So, like,
thank
hey,
you for letting
but
me verbalize that.
well, I'm thinking if there's more to say, we can start up over after the ads. But what I want to just throw in, because you were just talking about, if there's something going on with your body and to tune in. I don't know about you, Natasha, but one of my old standbys always has been Louise Hay and her book, Heal Your Body. It's not a Bible in absolute, but boy, she's pretty right on. And this Heal Your Body book, it's still in print, it's paperback, and you can get a hold of it. But she lists physical body things and then kind of the emotional pattern behind related
I
to
love
it,
that.
and then affirmations to start shifting. And it's they don't heal, just but it gets you on the right path and works you towards. So if you need help like that, and we got a great metaphysical bookstore again, East West Bookstore by Ananda is open and thriving in downtown Edmonds. And so if you can't find it anymore, you can find it online. I'm sure if you just go to your phone. But Heal Your Body by Louise Hay. And you can and every once in a while, I look something up to see what the connection is. And it can be very, very helpful in knowing where to target your energy. So let us stay kind of on schedule. We're going
to
take care of
And don't forget
our...
to call in, too. That's another resource
Use thank you, Nathan. Remind us about that.
Our phone number is 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. So if you've been listening to what Natasha has to say and are also curious about what's maybe new or unusual about your personal energies or patterns or maybe with your animal friend, then go ahead and give us a call and we'll be happy to discuss those with you and find out more about what's going on. And the phone number again is 425-373-5527.
And speaking of that, Nathan has a little animal story to tell us.
Yeah,
we don't know what
a little
that
bit
is
of a
yet.
New change in energies with Abby and one of her neighbors.
Okay. So we're going to take care of advertisers. We'll come back and we'll hear Nathan's story, Abby's story. We'd love to hear your stories as well. And if Natasha needs any more time to finish
up with animals are right along for this ride.
And I like what you're doing, Natasha, in that I like it when you bring things to a more practical, logical understanding, and you did that today, and you with specific and anyway
thank you.
It was way I understood you didn't scramble my brain sometimes I we'll get more if there's more to come with Natasha, and the phone lines are open. We'll interrupt anytime for phone calls, and so anyway, stay right where you are. It is the most important part of the show, because without our advertisers, there is no show. So listen, support them, thank them, stay right where you are, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of our Dr. Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and phone lines are open. If anything about animals or behavior training or healing you want to talk about, if you want to talk to human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and I have a sad one to go with Natasha on that, but yeah, I'm avoiding it right at the moment. Anyway, if you want a personal reading with Natasha, like Nathan was talking about, all you got to do is pick up your phone, 425-373-5527, or toll free 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So let's see. Before we go back to see if Natasha needs more time for astrology, you got me curious, Nathan. So you got a story about Abby? Abby's your family's golden retriever. that's my border collie, Abby. So what's going on?
Sure. So when my parents had moved over, well, let's actually hold on to that one second here. A caller is interrupting me.
Uh-huh. That's a good thing. Okay. So, Natasha, anything more about astrology that you would know? Well, now it looks like Nathan's coming right back. So I think he probably did.
Just put him on hold for a quick second while we go through this story real quick.
All right. Well, but caller, you're important to us, and callers take priority. So just hang in there for a moment. Let's hear Nathan's story, and then he can chat with you, and we'll finish up with Natasha and then come to you for whatever it is that you need,
come
caller.
Come to the call, and then I can finish up later.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. All right, Nathan. So Abby,
yeah,
border
so
collie.
When my parents had moved over to Tennessee, one of their neighbors, they also had a border collie. So living in kind of like a rural suburby type area, you know, they got plenty of room in their houses, so lots of space for the dogs to run around. Well, of course, we know border collies, they like to be the ones in charge. Well, yeah. Originally, the male border collie who was already there, Tucker, you know,
that's
Abby comes along,
dog.
A new border collie is like, oh, well, you know, there's only one sheriff in town or something like that. So they didn't quite get along too. I mean, they weren't like rude to each other. They just was like, what are you doing here type attitude towards each other. Well, just recently, on Friday, my mom had sent a text over, and, you know, Abby and Tucker had started becoming more and more friends before that, but on Friday, I got a text saying that something cute happened today. My mom was out in the yard playing Frisbee with Abby, and it was a
bit... and they chose the house that your parents bought back there in Tennessee. They have a huge backyard for Abby.
Well,
right?
It's long and thin, too.
Yeah,
so, you know,
long
plenty
as it's so
space,
they can really do a real great retrieve game.
And so it was a bit windy, and the Frisbee took off a little bit to the right towards the edge of the yard, and she was looking to her left, however. And my mom thought that Abby had lost, you know, track of the Frisbee. But then here comes Tucker trotting down the fence line and towards the gate, almost like he saw Abby playing Frisbee and then had that look on his face, like, you know, when you were a kid and you go to your neighbor's house to be like, hey, can you come out and play?
Uh-huh.
Well, Tucker had that little, you know, kind of expression on him. And then my mom brought him inside the yard and texted the, you know, the owners of Tucker asking if it was okay for Tucker to come into the yard. And the owner was like, seriously? Because
So Tucker is the neighbor right next door and they share a fence line.
Yeah, kind of across the way.
And there must be a gate in between so your mom could let Tucker into the yard if she wanted to.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's grass open area in between the two yards.
Oh,
but
okay.
Either way,
anyway.
They have an electric fence for Tucker. When he learns to stay in his boundaries, they'll take off his collar and then he'll be good for a while.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, Tucker comes down to the yard or my parents' yard quite a bit when Abby is out because he wants to play with Abby. And continuing on, though, so basically the owner of Tucker was saying, seriously, like, you know, Tucker got away again, or, you know, not really away, but to Abby's yard. And she said it's okay, but she will have to come down and pick him up a little bit later. But yeah, it's almost like having children in the yard asking if they can come over.
So
and
it sounds like now Abby and Tucker have become friends, and so Tucker's running away to come play with Abby in the yard.
Yeah, whenever Abby's all out right. playing, you know, Tucker wants to come over and join. And Tucker, I just got a text saying that he came down over again today just now.
Well, you know, nothing better to exercise border collies than another border collie to run and play with them. So that's good. I'm glad that it's working out. You have harmony in the neighborhood.
And in our old neighborhood, too, just real quickly, one of Abby's friends, a black lab rookie, you know, if Abby ever escaped the house and started running, around the neighborhood, she always would go over to Rookie's house to check and see if Rookie was home. So we always knew, like, if Abby escaped from the house, she's probably just running over to Rookie's place.
Yeah, so you know where to go.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you for the Abby story. And
but a new little energy, you know, that's coming in, as Natasha was, you know,
all
talking about.
Well, isn't that the way, though, that we think that we don't want it? We think that we don't like it. And then all of a sudden, we start letting down the walls. We start letting down our story. We start letting down. That's the thing. We got to let down the story, right? We got to let down the story of where we're at and start inviting in that we may be able to have a little bit more joyfulness in our life. Because that's what my mantra is this month is I'm bringing in joyfulness in my life. Because it's about contentment. It's about that peacefulness. It's about being who we are. And animals are totally the mirror of what we're doing right now. And it's amazing. I know our neighbor dog comes over and sits on our front porch and says, can Cleo play? Can Cleo play? So she's a shepherd. So she has those eyes that are like shepherd eyes of, can my friend play? And so we ask Cleo, you want to go play with your friend? And sometimes she stays in her bed and I go, sorry, she can't play or she doesn't want to play. And then there's like this, huh? She doesn't want to play with me.
Yeah.
Animals are so much in our life right now that so if you're struggling with what's happening in my life, if you have an animal in your life, let them show you what you're negotiating with. If they're struggling with their digestive system, look at your digestive system. If they're struggling with a little bit of anxiety and fear, look at your anxiety and fear. If they're struggling with not really paying attention, are you paying attention? You know, it's like looking at yep. some of these things. And some of us are getting some of our older animals that are getting ready to pass, right? And that's such a moment where, you know, when our animals do this, like my 18-month-old went away, right? Because he knew he couldn't be my support system anymore. He couldn't be my energy anymore. He's here in spirit now, but he's not necessarily here in physicalness. And so, because I'm going through a big shift up, a lot of downloads, a big of understandings. I found out a part of my soul's path and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I can't share it here. It's more private. But, you know, it's a moment where we're all in the midst of honoring who we're becoming. And our animals are part of that journey. So if your animal is ready to move on, please, please, please honor your grief. Honor who you are. Honor what's happening. And at the same time, believe that, okay, I'm ready to shift into a new understanding now. Okay, I guess you can't hold me. Ah, I'm so sad.
Yeah,
about
and
that.
Do remember that, I mean, what Natasha's talking about, the connection between us and our animal friends, is very true. And, you know, I teach what I call the human to animal transference. When there's something going on, it isn't just the animals. Emotionally and intuitively, they're very sensitive and they pick up, process, and reflect back. Our belief systems, our behavior, our characteristics, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. And the big lesson is there's nothing you can do to change that. Right? And my animals have had to tell me, I mean, my first, one of the difficult separation for me was my one of the dog that went through all the communication stuff with me and learning all of this stuff back in the 80s, my Chowie Golden. He left while processing energy for me at the time. And I so wanted to change. And at one point when I was working with him, I mean, he just said, "Mom, okay, there's nothing I can do or you can do to change this. This is how I serve on my spiritual path. And it just, it's the way it is, Mom. Get over it." Mm-hmm. And that's what Chowie said to me, you know, before it went, anyway. So you can't change it. But what you can do, and I found over the years in teaching this stuff, is that we often won't do what we need for ourselves.
Nope.
But when we realize our stuff is affecting our animals, we'll work on ourselves to help our animals. And so that's kind of the lesson here. You can see what's going on with your animals. Know that it may not be all of it or part of it, but, you know, and we attract into our lives animals that are similar, that so they can be better mirrors and reflectors for us. It's just nobody teaches us that stuff when we come in. So we'd do a lot better if we knew that from the beginning. But when you see that, you want to deal with similar whatever's going on with yourself.
Exactly.
And anyway,
which
so
is not always easy
viable.
To look in the mirror. It's not always easy to look in the mirror, but okay. That's where we need to. We need to start looking in that mirror. Just
all right.
See
well, let's keep up with now. Where are we with? Well, Nathan,
we do have one caller
against,
waiting online.
We're bumping up against advertising again. Would you prefer we do that and then we go to Mariana in Redmond, or should we take the phone call first and then do advertisers? What
well,
would
let's
you
just
like?
Do the advertisers real quickly here, and then we'll okay. have the rest of the hour dedicated to Mariana.
Okay. Mariana, sorry you have to wait a little bit. It's Nathan's fault. Okay? All right.
I know, well, it's twice already.
Yeah, but he keeps us on the air. So there we go. All right, so we'll take care of advertisers when we come back. We're heading to the phones. We're going to Redmond and talking to Mariana. So stay right where you are. We continue till noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan. Join me Sunday, January 18 at 1 p.m. for Talk Cosmos with guest astrologer and intuitive Courtney Goldstein from Florida about Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. His wisdom says it's our freedom to choose our attitude because meaningfulness is found in every moment we experience life. Come journey this experience with us. Talk Cosmos Sunday, January 18, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Yeah, hello. I was just thinking that's a nice little clip. I'd say maybe 30-40% of our country need to start thinking for themselves. Okay, then. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we just heard from Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. And you can work with Linda for all kinds of things, emotional, physical, and behavioral issues, and this best therapy is really wonderful. You can work with her in person. Her office is in the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. She can also work with you remotely like she does on the radio once a month. And she continues to offer a free introductory session for any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, as long as you're a new client. Now, if you've worked with her on the air, that doesn't count. So even if she's done energy balancing for you here on the show, she will still give you a free session off the air. All you have to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, and you can call or text her for a free session at 206-841-1992. If you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, Natasha Venter is here. And we've got Mariana Rayton in Redmond. So let's head over there. And Mariana, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. And I don't know why I said Redmond. I work in Redmond, but I live in Seattle, and I'm so used to say, but not important. Thank you so much for hosting.
All right, so we're not in Redmond, everybody. We're in Seattle, okay?
And we can't be there tomorrow either, I don't think. Right. I think you're probably having a day off tomorrow.
Yes, all right. I have a day off tomorrow. But, yeah, so I myself am psychic, but I don't know how to, or I haven't learned or haven't tried to communicate with animals, especially my own. I communicate with them differently, and I wish I could at one point learn how to do that. But I'm calling you because I recently adopted my second dog, and I am 99.999% sure that she is actually my previous dog reincarnated. And I wanted to tell you the story and tell me.
Okay, all right, wait. So, Mariana, let me ask you some questions.
Yeah.
I think I already know the answer. What's going on here? Anyway, but what is the dog you just adopted? Your second dog. What is that dog's name?
Her name is Matilda.
Matilda is the new girl. And what kind of a dog is Matilda?
She's a Chihuahua mix.
Okay. And color?
She's white with brown spots.
White with brown. And about how old?
She's about 2 years old. She's rescued.
Okay.
So.
All right. So she's a rescue. Now, you said you're 99% sure that she is your previous dog reincarnated. Okay.
Yeah.
And just so you know, that happens a lot more than we realize it does.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyway, so let's go. But we want to make sure that, at least I want to make sure that Natasha tunes into the right things and we get that, all of that. So everybody understands. So what was your previous dog's name?
Shelby.
Shelby. And what kind of dog was Shelby?
She was also a Chihuahua mix. And not to say they looked very, very much alike physically, but beyond that.
Okay.
Sure.
They look very similar. Okay.
Well.
How long ago did Shelby pass?
So she passed away around 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago.
Okay. And so that's 2 years later, and Matilda is coming in, has come in, you've adopted, and she's about 2 years old. And sometimes they do when animals, just generally speaking, animals leave their body. They might come back to you after that as into a new puppy or kitten or something. But there's also walk-ins where, you know, souls walk out and souls walk in. So there's all kinds of ways. Well, not all kinds of ways, but there's more than one way for our animal souls to come back to you. So Mariana, I also want to say that even though it sounds like you're very intuitive and psychic and all that kind of stuff, you know, the best of us that do this kind of stuff, when you're really emotionally attached and, you know,
exactly,
you always
yeah.
question whether you're getting what you're getting. And most of the time you're right. But, you know, I'm the same way. I need someone else to read for my animals and all that sort
right.
of thing. You know, so not unusual that you'd want to call and tune in with Natasha. But I could tell by the, at least I know what I'm feeling, but I also could see from Natasha's face. What do you think, Natasha? Is Mariana right?
Yes, it is. But this pup has been with you because when you asked, when the note came through about reincarnation. Mm-hmm. What I also got was a time when, and I don't believe in past lives anymore. I understand that they're all different dimensional times. So I'm going out there with that belief system. What another connection that you will have with this spirit is one when you were in a the word just went out of my head. I apologize. It's back when King Arthur was going on, that kind of timeline.
Camelot type stuff?
Camelot type of timeline.
One of my favorite movies.
And so you guys have had different spirit times, and this dog has chosen to be with you in different forms, but has been more in animal form, and actually has been a dragon in another lifetime.
About Shelby soul, yes, vibration.
Exactly.
Okay. And you say that Shelby soul vibration is in fact Matilda.
Matilda, yes.
Okay,
and,
so you're talking
about... been with you
for a very long time
as a spirit guide, has come into your life when you have needed... Like what I've seen is like in that time of the... And I'm not going to name it Camelot, but to give it a picture time. That, when you were in that time where you were deciding something major to do with yourself, with your self-trust, with your self-understanding. You've been intuitive many lifetimes. That is your soul's story. But this lifetime, you've been learning to trust it more, just like that lifetime, you were learning to trust it more, because in that timeline, witches and mysticals were not believed as much, right? It was more about the black and white. It's about who you were. It's about survival and that kind of stuff. So she's here to help you trust your intuition a little bit more.
Oh my God. That 100% sounds right. And I can give a little bit more context on the major decision and how she came through. Because I would say she's about 2 years old, but I think she's a little bit older, when they're rescued. So timeline-wise, I think it makes sense. But so I have another dog, Tonio, who's also a Chihuahua, and who was partner, if you will, loved. Shelby and Tonio were, inseparable. They were adopted very closely. And when Shelby passed away, Tonio became another dog. Anxiety, separation. I couldn't leave him alone. Terrible, terrible, terrible. He mourned the death for about 6 months. It was I couldn't leave him alone for 6 months, and it broke my heart because he just became another dog. And at that point, I was working. I had a job where I had to travel a lot, so I knew I barely could handle leaving him to go travel. So I knew it was just going to be hard to adopt another dog. So life moved on. I got a job where I had a little bit more. I wasn't traveling as much. And that's when I said to the universe, I'm ready to adopt. And all I asked was that, things flowed easily. And that's how I would know that was my dog. And that's exactly how it happened. I tried to, contact different rescues, and it just didn't come through, and then this rescue came through, and Matilda just things happened so easily. And when I saw that connection, when Matilda met Tonio, it was instant connection. They
knew each other.
Yes. And so I was so she came through, I'm here, and I'm here for Tonio, I'm here for you. And her mannerism, the way she breathes, the way she eats, the way she stands, the way she does things, the way her preferences, it screams Shelby. And the only thing that didn't come through, Shelby was actually a little aggressive. She had a really rough life, I think, early on.
Yeah.
But Matilda came, I feel like she ascended a little bit, if that's a possibility. She's not at all aggressive. I think now she's more super friendly. She's actually teaching Tonio to not be, it's okay to say hi to bigger dogs, right? And so she just came through our life. I know, it was almost a duty, or I left, but I'm coming back to make sure that I take care of you. And Tonio is now, obviously, we're all happier because he's not upset. They're totally fine leaving them alone. And so it's just so many, and so at so many levels, I know it was her. And now that you say this, I really do think that she's come through in the past, because we have this connection of protection, if that makes sense. So And I love that dragon. I never thought about that, but yes.
Yeah. So with that there's this greater understanding that came through with this form of spirit. I mean, we're never fragmented, but we have these different understandings that come from different lifetimes around us. And with that we can collect those different understandings and bring them into this understanding that we are in this physical body and this knowing. And that's one thing that she did is that she came in with a deeper understanding, because you're in this, like what Nels was saying, if you listened to the show when she was reading Nels, you're in that moment where you're going to have to step off and step into trusting the truer you, whatever that looks like for you, because that's your truth. But that's that moment. And you know, it's about believing in you.
Embracing the unknown.
Embracing the unknown.
Knowing it's your safe place when you move into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Kind of like what I've been learning lately is I've had a conversation with my husband that he's always had gotten A's on all his tests. His brain is always on, and mine is a little discombobulated with dyslexia and ADHD and story, right? And so like he was saying that your brain processes slow, and I said no. What it is that it processes so much when I am trying to make a decision. And so when people try to rush me into making a decision, it discombobulates me more. And so I've been learning this truth in myself that helps my intuition to come out more. Do you understand the backside of what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. Because also when I, you know, at one point I think soon or a little bit after Shelby passed away, I wasn't ready, I wasn't listening to my intuition. I just saw Tonyo's reaction, and I was like, okay, it's time to adopt. But I knew it wasn't like divine timing, and I started fostering, and I think I tried to adopt, but it just didn't come through. And it's because I wasn't listening. It's like, it's not time. Like, Tonyo hasn't mourned. It's not, you know, and little that I knew, I believe in reincarnation, and I believe all these things, but I never wished it, right? Like, I never was like, oh, Shelby, come back. I just tried, it didn't work, and I just kind of was like, okay, let it flow, let it go, and trust in what, you know, trust, surrender, if you will. And it happened a lot later than I wished, right? Because Tonyo did have that time where he just suffered a lot, you know, emotionally, if that makes sense. But then when I actually said, okay, this is time, like I felt it, like some shift in energy, like my I don't know, my guides were just saying, now, trust it, open it.
Yep.
And I was
good that
so
you did.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that the universe usually comes when we release and surrender at the at the peak. Peak. And so good job. I want to say blessings on your journey, and what an amazing story. And now bring it back to you. Bring it back to you, okay? It's about you coming out and you believing, and you have the two animals to show you how to trust that process.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
Mariana.
Thank you. Thank you
Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye.
All right. That's so fun to, you know, when you get confirmation that you know what you know. And I, all of the animals, I don't even think I've had an animal in the last 20 years that wasn't with me before. and I've had, well, I think, because I've had, let's see, Sophie's been with Sophie and Mohawk. Yeah. So Sophie's been with me three times. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Robbie, his three times as well. Yeah, so it's not unusual, you know, for animals to be with you more than one lifetime. And, you know, I think sometimes, you know, Natasha, it can be, you know, sometimes they're aware, sometimes they're not. And it is interesting with I've learned all kinds of things over the years, but one of the things when I was really focusing on communicating and with animals and all of this, what I learned during that process is that when you are communicating, you know, telepathically, empathetically with animals, you can communicate with their present day self, or their higher selves.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're communicating with the higher self, knows all kinds of stuff, but yep. It doesn't mean it's come down to the lower self and they know what and so anyway, a lot of understandings related to that made a real big difference in terms of communicating and doing this sort of thing, because, sometimes on a higher level, they're aware of all kinds of things, but they aren't in their physical lives. And that's very much like us humans.
Exactly. I just got a new cat. Over the holiday season,
I had a
coworker that needed to get rid of or move on her elder cat, and she's 10 years old, but she looks just like my Maya, my tortie. And it's like, okay, brain, she's not Maya, but is she? And we've only had her for not even a month yet. So we're still in the process of her taking down her walls. I haven't checked in with her. I haven't overloaded her with communication. I've kind of just moved with her.
Torties can be dicey too.
Oh, they are. And so I'm giving her her time, and letting her find her peace in our house. Because that's what she needs. And
if she looks like an older one, sometimes my experience in that case is that sometimes once, the new ones come into you and you merge with her, sometimes there's a soul merging.
Yes.
And your soul from the old one that was just like her will merge in with her, and you'll have a combo of those two at some
point.
I've had that happen with me.
And that's kind of what I'm feeling like is happening. My Maya was one that helped me through the 7 years before my husband got sober and the 7 years after. But I'm giving time because sometimes spirit needs time to do its work. And I'm giving it time before I start really diving in and communicating and seeing and x-raying the story.
All right. Well, we gotta wrap up hour number two here and fire up the love train one more time. But I'm looking here for, I've got to say something before we go, because I'm fascinated by your sweater, Natasha. And I don't know if it's a new sweater. Haven't seen it before. Is it a Christmas sweater? Or it's really cool looking.
It's a fuzzy.
Yeah.
And it has black and white and gray stripes, but it doesn't have any pockets. So I don't wear it that much,
Is it a new one or just
About two years.
Seen it before.
Yeah, okay. You haven't seen it.
Anyway, it looks really cool on the, it looks like it's fuzzy, but not anyway, never mind. Anyway, yeah. I like your sweater.
Thank you.
All right. Got that out of the way so I don't forget that. Now, we are going to fire up the love train one more time. And remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up, join the love train with us. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And we want to get our kind of energy going so that we can get, a little bit of exercise in for the day and get us spiritualized up for the day and the week. And then the most important part, love is the most powerful energy on the planet. Let's send love all over our country and all over the world. There are lots of places we need to send it, so take advantage at the time. If you're bopping around to the music when the times we're sending, send that love all over the country, all over the world. Let's just wrap this whole planet in love and raise the vibration. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us a little more juice. And Chowie, you're going to participate. All right. Anyway, Chowie Gould's inside with me today because it was too cold for him to start the show outside. Anyway, here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. We're here till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.